Okay, sing. Sing something. I'll watch you. Do it. Hold Go on. Ahead. Go. Yeah.
They've all been begging for the truth.
What the fuck was that? What was that? And why did you back up from the mic, man?
I don't know, because I didn't.
Sing it proud. What's going on?
You're gonna eat your food?
What's your problem?
Okay.
He's like, I'm in a hurry, man. He's like,
you're good?
I'm in a hurry.
Let me go eat my shit.
This is a special podcast because we have our very own Christopher Peacock, who's part of the team here on the Beehive Podcast. But
behind the scenes.
Right behind the scenes. But you have your friend Christian Guevara with you, who you guys have known each other for like a long time.
12 years, I think.
Whoa.
12, 13 years.
How did this friendship happen?
We met back in high school.
Yeah.
We were like French friends. How do you say
French friends?
No. Freshmen. Or
freshmen?
Freshmen. There you go.
Yeah, we're freshmen.
Freshmen.
Yeah. Freshmen.
Is the freshness still there or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were like acquaintances in high school.
Yeah.
And then.
Which high school?
St. Joe's. St. Joe's Catholic High School.
Yeah. Okay. St. Joseph.
Yeah. We were like acquaintances. And then on Facebook, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He posted on there. He's like, "Hey man, I need like a Luke Cage for our cosplay because we're doing the Defenders. You know what the Defenders are?"
No,
it's a Marvel show where there's like
I've heard of it, but I didn't get the explanation.
Four superhero characters: Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they had Jessica Jones. He was Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was looking for a Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're looking for Luke Cage, and there's just like this one. There's one, yeah, okay, and then
which
I
matches
I replied,
your body type.
Yeah.
Like but you can pull it off.
Luke Cage is like a darker character.
Okay.
He has more melanin in his body.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but yeah, but still, I talking
about him like he knows about a personal level.
Yeah, we worked that out, and then he helped me like with my cosplay, which was like pretty easy. All it was is just buying a yellow shirt, looking for tactical pants and tactical boots. Went to the dollar store, bought a fake chain, like a not a chain. Was it a chain?
It was like a Halloween chain.
Yeah, it was like a Halloween chain.
Yeah,
like you know those chains.
Yeah, yeah. Those people, show me. Yeah, yeah, I've seen a picture of you wearing that costume.
Yeah, and then he showed me that, and then we went to Edmonton Expo.
Yeah,
for the first time as the Defenders, and he's like, it was the best expo he's ever went to.
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences because I've met not only we were as the four of us,
yeah,
but we met the actor from the show,
the actual actor
from Daredevil. Actor. from Daredevil.
Ooh.
What's
that
his
was
name?
Charlie Cox, which it was a very like special moment for me because like
he cried.
I didn't cry. No, but just like first
I
time
think
when
fucking
I
cried.
Tears came. First time when I met him was on the Friday. I met him at a hotel.
Yeah,
you know, and I was talking to him. I was like fangirling first, right? I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, this is him. Yeah. I went up to him. I started talking to him. I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, I know who you are. You're the actor from Daredevil, you know? And then I just start talking about like, I'm going to be there on Sunday with my crew, you know?
Yeah.
And then, we're just talking a little bit. Then I got a photo with him, you know? Then afterwards, I kind of thought he probably might have forgot about me, you know, or something like, because you know how whenever you meet an actor, 5 minutes later, they'll like forget about you because they always meet fans all the
you're
time.
You're assuming that you're just another person, but some of them actually, like what happened to Chris the other day, remembers your name.
Yeah.
You know, even sometimes remembers what you do.
Yeah,
like,
and
it's
then,
pretty.
And then
pretty
on a cool. Sunday.
What happened to me?
That guy, yeah, one of your longtime heroes on Instagram, the guy that motivated you when you met him and he replied and said good luck with everything.
Yeah, but I think that was like his social
but
media.
But still, for him to remember who you are and remember your name.
Yeah, I fangirled hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but continue, okay. Continue.
And then
continue.
2 days later on a Sunday, a friend of mine that I've met with him, she was talking to me and she said that like, guess what? He's saying, is your friend here? Like saying, Charlie Cox said to my friend, like, is your friend here today with his crew? And what's happened? Sorry, a little bit of brain fart.
What we showed up, and then he was right there. He was like at the booth,
yeah,
right. And then we were all standing there as the Defenders, and then he just looks at us and he's like, "Oh, hey guys, whatever." So he took away from his own time to come off to the side, which they never do, ever. Like, they don't do that.
Yeah.
And they came and took a photo with us on the side. And they looked at the photo, and he just had, like, a big-ass smile on his face. I was just like, oh, yeah, okay, Charlie Cox. Yeah, I watch the show sometimes, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But he was like, fangirl.
Yeah, it was awesome because, like, he remembered.
This might be a stupid question, but I thought that Daredevil was Ben Affleck and then Ryan Reynolds.
That's Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool. But I thought so when I talk about those characters, I'm talking about certain movies. You're talking about the actual
show,
authentic show.
Yeah, the actual from
Netflix series,
which is much more of a commitment than some movie.
Yeah,
like these guys actually spent years.
Ben Affleck, that movie,
it was okay.
Didn't do it any justice.
It's pretty old. It's a pretty old movie. I liked it when I was a kid. You know, over time, you know how like they get more deeper with the character, like trying to make it like more realistic, you know, not like in movies where they make characters jumping off, like
The storyline and the graphics are a lot better.
Yeah. It's kind of like when Christopher Reeve played Superman. I mean, those graphics were kind of.
It was good for the time.
I was going to say it was good for the time, but
that Daredevil, what was it, like 2002 or something?
No, 2003.
That was not good for the time. It just wasn't good at all.
Right?
I was a kid that time. So.
Yeah. So you're like amazed. How can he jump so high? How did he get those superpowers to jump so high? Like, all he did is get acid in the eyes, right? How can he jump high and do all those, like,
you got kids athletic... up there squeezing batteries trying to get the acid?
Yeah.
So your passion for comic book characters and comic book heroes. Is that what the terminology for it is? Cosplays?
Yeah, cosplay.
So when did that start for you? Did that start at an early age? Or?
I've always been into this kind of stuff when I was a kid. But I really got into it when back in 2011 because I was addicted to a game called Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed is like a video game where it talks about like an assassin wearing like this robe and like assassinating like targets.
I saw some trailers for it.
And the thing is, it's historical based. Like the third Crusade time, the Renaissance times, you know, they're trying to Ubisoft. They're trying to make it like really like realistic.
Yeah.
You know, like they talk about in history, talks about like they've been murdered, but in that
in the game, they kind of fit together the protagonist from the game, like assassinating that like main could be like a top government. Person or president from like past history, and they died. Like when was Abe Lincoln in the game? But just an example, like say Abe Lincoln was assassinated by that one dude, right? That would actually fit him into the game as an assassin,
or
actually assassinating Abe Lincoln instead of him just being like a random guy. Oh, and fun fact, what was that church that burned down in?
The recent
UK, yeah.
That raised $700
Paris,
they used the graphics from Assassin's Creed. Yeah, Nostradamus?
Yeah.
Nostradamus. They used the graphics from Assassin's Creed game to rebuild the actual Notre Dame. They used it from the game itself. Nostradamus. To build, like...
Because of how accurate it was?
Yeah. Oh, so they used all the graphics, all the details. They worked with Ubisoft, I guess.
Ubisoft
and the people who developed the graphics and the development for that.
People don't give them enough credit, some of these gameplay designers. Like, they get things, you know, at a Picasso level in detail. Like, they're very, you know, they're more amazing than people give them credit for.
Because
they just think it's a game, right? But some of the work that goes into it, you're talking about Assassin's Creed. What I remember about Assassin's Creed, besides the detail that you guys are going through, is how much it looked like a movie trailer. Like how unbelievable the graphics were. Not only the graphics, the storytelling and the sound. I remember watching I just want to play the game because it looked so cool. Not because I'm a gamer or I understand much of it. But that's one thing I remember about that game. So detailed, you know? Yeah. Hyper detailed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So besides so that's how you got into all of this. And you and Chris connected because you needed a Luke Cage.
Yeah, Facebook.
So after that, where did you guys get closer after that? Did you find
just after that, like we just started like hanging out all the time. Like he would help me go to if I have projects like in Banff for like I'm filming a wedding or something or a video project or photography.
Or meeting
he's a really, really good friend. Because he's down for whatever. I'm just like, yo, man, you want to go do this? And he's like, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
and vice versa. And we're good with like money too. It's like, hey man, okay, I got you here. And then he'll just come out of nowhere and be like, okay, you got me last time. And like, you know, like I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's signs of a good relationship where right? money yeah. doesn't get in the way and you're wanting to do certain things are always backed up by your friend where, oh, that's not cool. I don't want to do that. It's like, you did something for me. I do something for you. That's good. Yeah. That doesn't happen too often. So I hear that you are into parkour.
Yeah, parkour free running.
Free running.
Yeah.
So that is, as Tanvir put it a few minutes ago, that's going from point A to point B in style, in the quickest way possible. What's the definition of it?
Like the thing is, the difference between parkour and free running is all about trying to like look stylish, like doing like throwing in like acrobatic moves. Parkour is all about getting one place to another the fastest way possible, like getting over a box, you know, getting over or climbing like a wall.
Yeah.
Or
flight of stairs.
There you go. You yeah. know, like getting there as much as possible. Like imagine if you're trying to run away from like a fight or something.
That's what it looks like they're you doing know? In most of the videos. It's like yeah. getting away from cops like, or a bad guy or a villain or,
yeah.
you know. Yeah. So did your past with the comic book stuff, did that lead into the free running? Like
kind of.
Like it seems like it would go hand in hand. Like I can see you dressed up.
That's something that I got in. Parkour free running is something that I got into before I got into like the whole cosplay stuff. I started training back in when I was 16 years old. First thing I started training was breakdancing, capoeira, and then I started taking
capoeira.
I started
capoeira
taking
an awesome form of
gymnastic classes, yeah. which that was really good for me, like learning like how to do like a proper, the difference between like gymnastic and free running. Like gymnastics is like very like sharp, like very like showing like
I didn't know you did gymnastics.
I did back in the days.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I did
back in the days. Oh, let the beehive teach you about your friends there.
I did.
No, so you're saying gymnastics is more about being precise and yeah. landing it and hitting that moment yeah. and form. On cue.
Like let's say if I want to do like a handspring, I have to like land like this all yeah. the time, you know, trying to look really sharp.
Yeah.
And free running, it's all about trying to look smooth, you know, like how you see like the break dancer, like they're looking so smooth when they're doing yeah. their moves. Yeah. Same thing with free running.
Are there judges with that? Like there is in gymnastics there or is it not on that level?
There is a competition that happens yeah. every year at the gym where I train at.
Yeah.
Where we host like competition, where we get like athletes that goes to the gym a lot and we'll just like compete, you know, trying to win like maybe let's say we want to win like a t-shirt from yeah. the gym, you know, yeah. or maybe like they're offering like coupons or I'm not sure, you know, yeah. like,
so it's not next level yet, but it's a trend that's obviously growing. Cause now I see more of it. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
And you notice
and they incorporate it into movies also. Oh, I'm yeah. pretty sure.
Which movies are incorporating that? I heard of one incorporated.
There's a few.
District 13.
Well, I guess now it's kind of incorporated into certain yeah. scenes where you might have a stuntman that's familiar with it yeah. or is the an new, expert in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like when those guys like are running from somebody, exactly. there's a car right here and they like do that move over the car, right?
That's, unless you're Jet Li, then you just do it yourself.
Yeah. yeah. That's a part of like parkour.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
So did you ever get into that?
He teaches me some stuff. Okay. Yeah. Like I'll go there.
I'm just trying to picture Chris and all his muscles.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. So it's heavy. Like, well, I'm heavy. Yeah. So it's like hard to like do like certain moves. Like the first time, and there's a lot of people there. There's kids there. Like I'm 27. There's kids there that are like 16.
Or younger.
Yeah. And they're doing like backflips, front flips, doing muscle ups, like jumping over like crazy stuff. And from like how high is the tallest that they have there?
I'm not really sure. Like 5 meters?
5 meters?
Yeah.
So 5 meters high. And kids will be doing backflips off of that.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. It's really and crazy. I'm there like watching like in my fat ass is just like
yeah. I wouldn't say they're probably thinking you're there to tear shit up.
You know yeah. what I mean? Because like I can know. Do my fair share of stuff, right? Yeah. But like still like that young, like I wish I would have got into it that young.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I wish I was just more flexible.
Yeah. That's all you like, can be flexible.
I know. I just yeah. I wish I was more. I would think would have helped with everything, sports or anything, you know what I mean? I'm so jealous of people that can do the splits and that kind of
like, you could it's yeah
just I know it probably yeah. takes so long to like warm up your muscles to it and master it and stretch
and yeah all. And also like he started practicing what's that martial arts
Wing Chun
no Wing Chun is
Hapkido
I've heard of it but I don't know much about it.
Do you watch like a lot of martial arts movies?
No, not as much as you'd think.
Wing Chun is like what Bruce Lee learned from his master, and Bruce Lee taught what's that one dude?
Chuck Norris?
No, not Chuck Norris.
Yeah, they were friends.
They were in a movie together.
Ip Man. Bruce Lee taught Ip Man. Ip Man. You know what Ip Man is?
Ip Man?
Yeah. He's like Bruce Lee, like modern Bruce Lee right now.
Oh, okay.
In the movies and martial arts.
Yeah, I know that Afghani guy that looks like Bruce Lee that's kicking some ass.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
He's an Afghani guy. He like looks just like him. It's a spitting image of him.
Really? Yeah, like the eyes and everything?
Yeah, everything.
Hair?
But he's like damn near homeless. Like they live in poverty, but he's unbelievable at replicating Bruce Lee. But he taught himself how to fight like Bruce Lee, like to the point where his training is on cue, just like you see in these old Bruce Lee videos, and it's just mesmerizing. Just type in on YouTube for anybody that's watching, Afghan Bruce Lee, and I was mind blown. Like,
did you see that little kid that mimics Bruce Lee?
Yeah, I seen that kid.
Right,
that kid's unbelievable.
Oh, that's just he looks like he's like talent. 6 years old.
Yeah, no, the other guy's got to be almost 28, almost 30, I'm assuming. But yeah, did a really good job. Yeah. And it's because he's Afghan and he looks just like Bruce Lee. It's mind blowing. It's like this guy is considered brown, I guess, but he's not. And he looks just like him. That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up.
So you guys coming from different backgrounds, obviously. Yeah. Like, do you tend to try his mom's Jamaican soup? And do you try like samosas?
Yo, honestly, I've never.
Are you like that? Do you clash?
No, like he's been to the house a few times, but I've never been in his house. I've never been in his house. Okay.
You've never been in his house?
Never. I'll drive up and pick him up. He'll be like, bye, mom. Like, he'll wave to his mom and stuff. But I know, like, one day I should, like, go inside and say.
Maybe he's tricking you.
Nobody lives there.
Like, nobody lives there. He's got, like, 16 cats.
Yeah.
You're like, I can see it in your face. You're like,
scary.
I'm going to go with it.
Yeah. It's like, I thought I knew you. What's happening? Like, this dude gets, like, he gets, like, sleep paralysis sometimes. So, like, when he's on the road with me. Mm-hmm. And we're like in a hotel. I would like hear this guy like, you know, just moving around. And I'm trying to like sleep, right? So I'll like take my pillow and I'll throw it over like
that's
to the other side.
That's what you do to somebody that's going.
Well, he told me about it. He's like, yo, man. He's like, I have sleep paralysis. Okay, so like, you know, just try and wake me up or something, right? So I'll take the pillow because I'm like dead tired. Take the pillow, throw it over. He'll wake up and I'll just like.
What if it lands on his face? He can't move his arms?
I'll make sure that it wakes him up, right?
Oh, okay.
But like throughout the whole night, man, I'm like throwing pillows at this guy. I'll wake up, grab the pillows, put it back next to me. So I'm like, okay, there's two here. We're good. Okay. So, and then he'll wake up and do it again.
So what did I'll he throw do? Them. Was he just making noise?
Yeah. So like when he's sleeping, he'll just be like.
Because he's struggling.
And I'll hear him.
He's struggling to actually move.
And one thing I was told, and because I had sleep paralysis when I was younger too, I would feel it because of like the form that I'm laying down in. It's like on my back. I'd be on
it
my
always,
back.
It always happens.
Always on my back. And I'll like close my eyes and I feel it. And then I'll have to fight it really quickly just to like snap out of it.
Yeah.
But what helped me was sleeping on my side. Oh, always sleeping on my side. Never experienced it again. Like ever. Yeah. And then I told him to do that, and then he stopped for like a little bit.
It still happens.
It's
on my side.
It happened to me.
Okay, then yours is worse.
It happened to me once, but I actually enjoyed it. Like it was such an unreal feeling I had never experienced that I went through it, and then afterwards it was kind of weird and scary, but I was glad that I got to experience it, as weird as that sounds. Oh. But that was it, just one time.
Mine is like
but
scary.
Where I felt like I was out of my body, and I was like I couldn't move, and everything was happening around me. Eddie experienced it once, damn near shit his pants.
Mine is like that too, but like I don't get like an enjoyment out of it because it's like you can hear everything.
It's just different.
And you think you're talking. You could, like I remember I was at home when I was younger and I was on the couch and I was sleeping. I could hear my mom coming down the stairs and I thought I was yelling out to her to like come, like wake me up because I can't, like I can hear everything and I feel like I'm trying to move a little bit and then I can't, but I'm just still. And it's scary knowing that you can't move. Like you're paralyzed. You're completely paralyzed. You cannot move at all.
Yeah.
And then you think you're talking. You think you can move slightly, but you're really not.
Yeah.
It's the scariest thing.
Do you still experience that?
Yeah, I still do, you know.
A lot.
The one that I had back in the hotel was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to move because in my dream, like there was like, someone broken in our room.
Bro, oh my gosh, man. This guy's, he had like a weird dream while he was having, like, I don't know, man. Like because I'm like Christian, right? So I think of like sleep paralysis. It could, it like, in, it's obviously like it's a mental thing, right? Like it happens to people.
Yeah.
But he had like a scary dream while he was having sleep paralysis. Okay, so my bed is right here. His bed is right here. And then he told me like the next day, I was out there filming a wedding in Banff. We were at a hotel. Awesome thing too is when I got there, the first room was like really shitty. There's like stains and stuff everywhere. Yeah. I forgot what the hotel was called. But, and they moved us to like a gigantic room. Huge. Gigantic.
Just because the first
one. There's birds like right outside there chirping. It was beautiful. You see the mountains. The other one was just like the view of like the parking lot. People walking. Yeah. But anyways, he woke up from his dream and he's like, yo, man, I had this dream that this one guy like came in.
Homeless guy
like came into our room. He's bald and he's just standing at the edge of the entrance there, just staring at us. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And he's having a paralyzed dream. I'm like, that has to be like maybe like a supernatural thing or not. It could just be a bad dream that you're experiencing with causes from your.
And I was trying to like talk to you like, Chris.
Yeah, he's trying to like call to me and stuff.
Was he too busy singing?
Huh? No, he was just sleeping.
Yeah, I was sleeping. I was trying to sleep.
I could just see him trying to call for your help, and you're just too busy singing. You could avoid a lot.
He's like getting stabbed to death in the background. I'm just like,
have you guys ever traveled anywhere together besides Banff?
Calgary, Banff. We're hoping to go to Vancouver in October because we want to go see a symphony. Symphony.
Yeah. So Assassin's Creed like orchestra.
Nice.
For the game, is going to be playing in Vancouver, and then he wants to go see it.
Yeah. And I then saw like Lion King one in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah,
one of the first ones I ever went to.
Like, it's amazing,
very memorable,
right?
Very memorable.
Yeah,
so much work goes into them. You have no idea until you get there.
Yeah,
you're like, whoa, this
probably you have like no idea until you see like months. all the instruments, all the people like lined up, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's awesome.
Especially if they have a cool stage. I remember the one for the Lion King had like multiple stages to it. Like literally the whole forum changes in the blink of an eye. You know, lights go out, they come back on. You got some guy at the top of a mountain, people at the bottom.
And on a mountain? Just,
yeah.
Like a fake mountain.
Obviously, right? Yeah. But the way they set up the stage, it's intricate. It's all in pieces, but it's all mechanical. And then at one point, they actually raise the stage so high that you can see the orchestra underneath, like playing all the music. So it's just fascinating. Like it was just... And it was the Lord of the Rings one. Sorry, I don't know why I said Lion King. It was Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
And I remember the part where he comes out and he goes, "You shall not pass," and stabs a thing in the you know, on that rock bridge. Well, when the devil comes out to
grab him, or a demon.
They actually hit these fans that you couldn't see. So we felt the air and they started releasing things in the crowd.
Oh, that's
so
great.
They like brought you right into
Amazing. It.
So
they brought the whole thing. That's
how much
awesome.
Are tickets to the Vancouver one? Expensive, no?
It is pretty expensive.
Over $100.
$100 or it could be less.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Can be less. It depends what seat we want. So that's something we have to try to figure out.
Yeah. And we're thinking about if we're gonna fly or road trip. But I think road trip would be better. Because I haven't been to Vancouver. He hasn't been to Vancouver.
You've never been to Vancouver?
No.
Oh, that drive is mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Wait till you start passing Calgary and you go through like when you get closer,
you go through Jasper.
Yeah, when you get past Calgary and well, 2 hours into your drive, you'll hit these mountains, and it just feels like you're on a whole nother continent. It's just amazing. The weather, everything just gets better. A little too much water, like you will experience rain if you're there at a certain time. But for the most part, it's gorgeous. You know, like Toronto, to be there. You know, Edmonton's not. I mean, Edmonton's gorgeous in its own sense, but it's no Vancouver.
And Edmonton's doing a lot of things that Vancouver is doing. In regards to like
eventually, right?
Like video, fashion, just like creative minds. A lot of people are doing the same thing in Edmonton.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which is good.
I think Toronto just has the up on everybody because the Raptors now.
Yeah.
Now, like that's probably brought them up a few notches on the belt.
Are you following the Raptors?
No.
Yeah, neither am I.
I don't watch basketball as much.
I just seen like Snapchat and stuff. Raptors, oh yeah, okay, Canada, A1. Awesome. I love it.
As
I just
as
don't follow.
Canadian, you're supportive?
Yeah, of course. Always.
Nothing 5 minutes on YouTube can update you.
Yeah,
on.
Exactly. Yeah, always.
You don't need to sit there and always, waste 3 hours. Always. Even with hockey, sometimes I'm a big hockey fan. I'll miss the entire game and I'll watch 6 minutes on YouTube. Good enough, man. All the best parts. Bang.
But me, no, I have not experienced any ghosts or supernatural.
Yeah. I think you have.
I don't think so.
You've definitely felt.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, you know what's weird is that, like, sometimes I'll be sleeping and I'll be laying on my pillow and you can hear scratching underneath the pillow. Is that weird?
They say that's coming from your earlobe, like in your ear.
Oh, you yeah?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Like Eddie had it once and he...
Like it would happen all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it stopped. And then like recently, like it happened once like up here in this house too. Really? Like you just hear scratching. And I'll like grab my Bible, put it next to my bed. Oh, I'm good.
That's
I feel comfortable. That's yeah, man. It's like scratching. It's like armor.
Right?
His
fingers could probably reach from the door right to you.
Yeah.
Well, this is the tooth fairy.
The tooth fairy? Yeah. Vin Diesel comes out.
So you guys have two quirky personalities. What do you guys what do you like about each other? What's your favorite thing about one another, and what's something that although you tolerate, you wish you didn't have to?
I know Chris likes to laugh at my jokes.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He does?
Yeah.
And that's why you, that's something you appreciate about him?
Yeah, something I do appreciate.
I was going to say that's something you don't. Like, what's wrong with laughing at your jokes? Okay, that's cool.
Oh, what's one thing, like a flaw or something?
No, what's one thing you appreciate about one another? Like you really like about one another?
Oh, yeah.
And what's one thing that
he's just
you
good,
wish you could change?
He's just, oh, I wouldn't change anything. But he's just a good guy. Like he's down for like whatever you want to do. And there's like no issues.
Okay. Yeah. Do you enjoy music the way Chris does?
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's like a rock. He jams out on like electric guitar.
Yeah.
He has like photos of like him or videos of him like have like electric guitar and he's like, you know, like really good. I don't listen to like a lot of rock music, but like he's like professional. Oh. He puts me to shame with my acoustic guitar. I know like 3 chords.
You're pretty good at acoustic.
Yeah. I'm a whatever. I'm like amateur. I'm like child. But he's awesome.
Yeah, but your singing outdoes your guitar playing. That's your problem, is that you're too good of a singer for the instrument you're picking up.
Yeah.
Not for the instrument. I mean, for the level of talent in that instrument, that it doesn't keep up with your sound.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes
you find
some guys are amazing at guitar, but as soon as they start their you know, their hooks or their vocals, they just don't do as well.
Yeah.
Even though the guitar sounds good, it's sometimes you got to match it.
Yeah, he's telling me on the way here that he wants to, it's hard for him to like sing and play guitar at the same time.
Yeah,
but there's this one story of by his house there's a dead body.
Oh, yeah.
We have two dead bodies around here. A bird and a deer. What's yours? Like, what's your proof
that there's a
dead body?
One was coming from work. You know, it was during winter. You know, and I was heading back home and I seen a dead body there, but it was covered because the police and the ambulance got there already. And I'm just passing. I thought it might have been like a practical joke or something, but it was.
Oh, hey.
A lot of action let the happens cops around your house.
Right?
Yeah.
What neighborhood do you live in so I can never fucking drive through there?
Clearview.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not there anymore. At any. That's so funny. Why do I feel like the Beehive is going to be a part of some court document coming up, like some case?
Yeah.
So you saw a dead body, but there was already cops and an ambulance on the scene.
Yeah, on the scene.
And
it
was covered, but was there like a piece, like an arm or
I only saw like the hand like this. I think it was like a homeless.
Like a sheet.
Yeah,
a
sheet. Oh, and I only saw like the covered, hands and the foot and like the hands looked like.
So the hands were clenched.
Yeah, like the,
right? They're looked, frozen shut.
Yeah.
That's a lot of detail for just driving by. Did you like slow down, stop?
No, I was walking.
Oh, you were walking. Okay.
I was walking. You know,
like that's scary.
What was the death? Did they find out how that person died?
I think it was like during the winter. I think it's because of the winter.
Imagine being outside right now and you have to sleep out here. I'm like, I'm outside for like 5 minutes and my ass is just like, I need to be inside.
Yeah.
Cold as hell.
For sure.
But they're out there 24/7, 7 days a week. You know what I mean? Like most of the time.
I think when you're outside for a few minutes or you're checking something and we freeze and we run back inside because we can barely handle it. I think because most of us have never been pushed to our absolute limit where it was life and death, that you actually don't know some of the defense mechanisms that your body can come up with to keep you alive. So to us, it's like, oh, there's no 10 minutes and I'd be dead. But I bet you if you actually tried it, you could probably survive for a good... like 2-3 hours before you actually like start to hyperventilate or die.
Yeah.
Or,
so I mean? That's like
But it's just like, amazing, the human body, how much you can push it, you know, if you had to, I'm saying, you don't want
to. And then some of them too are like teenagers, and some of them are older, some of them are like elderly, and they're still homeless and they can do that. So it's just like, you have no, like, I have no reason to complain about being outside for like 5 minutes in the cold. This guy's like 66 or whatever, and he's outside, and he's
you know, dealing with that. A friend of mine went through that. He came to my restaurant. I walk into Chicago Joe's, and my mom goes, I want you to meet somebody at the bar. And my mom's always doing that. Like, she makes friends with a lot of the customers that come in. I'm like, oh, mom, later. You know what I mean? I got either go to the office, I got something to prep, I'm busy. She goes, like, just come, it would mean a lot to me. You got to meet this guy. So I walk in, good looking guy sitting at the bar. He looked like he was in his 20s. Both his hands were missing. He just had like stumps.
Oh, okay.
Like where his fingers are. So it's cut off right here. And immediately, like, I realized why my mom wanted me to go talk to him, because obviously he was by himself. So I started chatting with him and asked him how the food was, and we got onto other topics. He wanted to go outside and have a cigarette. So right away when we go outside, I'm like, yeah, sure, man. Like, I just wanted to spend time with the guy. And back then I wasn't that much of a smoker, but I still, whatever, let's go out for a cigarette. Mm. And then we get outside and I realize he wanted me to take out the cigarette
of course,
the pack for him and then put it in his mouth and light it. I just realized how much we take for granted that we can't do, like, this guy wanted me to do all that stuff for him, and I handed him the bag, and it just hit me. But then obviously I asked him, the elephant in the room, I asked him, so what happened to your hands? And he said he was at a cabin with a girlfriend at the time, and they were out of town, and he went out to get something from this cabin. A blizzard hits. He tries to come back walking, misses the cabin altogether by walking right by it, and starts going around in circles for about 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
And I think, if I remember correctly his story, I think 8 hours went by, and then they found him, but his hands were so black from the burn that the only thing they could do is cut them off. And he told me his dream was to be a chef, and I was a chef at my restaurant at the time, and said, I'd love to like hire you, help you out. So when we talk about what the human body can handle, like, he was out there for a time that is unbelievable. So yes, losing his hands was tragic, but I think it could have been his life. You know what I mean?
Of course, so you're out there for 8 hours.
Yeah. So he just told me the story, and to this day we're friends. I see him on Facebook, we keep in touch, and yeah, it's just amazing. So we were talking about, you know, outside and what the body can handle. Shit, man, there's people that have been through some horrific things. But yeah, he told me they actually tracked after where he had gone. He just missed it every time. Like, just had there been a light, something. But, you know, you're freezing. Your brain doesn't operate at full capacity. You can't see anything. Obviously, yeah. your mind's occupied thinking of other things. But yeah, man, those are us. You know, when he shared that with me, and then I thanked my mom for introducing me to him, because I didn't know. I thought my mom would just want me to go talk to somebody at the bar. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah.
You should have him on the podcast.
I want to, actually. Yeah. I do want to. I think he's living in Toronto now. He just moved. Okay. But I told him next time, or Toronto or Vancouver.
For sure. I would want to hear that story.
Yeah, sure. He's a cool dude, but he's, you know, you see his Facebook. He's still, you know, if he could give the finger, he'd be doing that. Like, he's got that attitude.
Yeah.
Like, he's not down on himself. He's not feeling bad for himself. He's still, like, in your face. Like, he's a cool dude. You know, you can tell he's got the edge to him still.
Yeah,
and he hasn't, like, lost that.
Yeah.
That's pretty traumatic, like, what the body goes through in that kind of cold.
Yeah. Hey, let's see your stuff there.
My stuff?
You brought some props with you?
Yes, I brought some props.
This is amazing.
Chris is like, change the subject. That's sad.
Yeah.
Can't believe that somebody told me that you make these, what you're about to show us.
Yeah. Well, I don't make everything.
Sometimes he'll buy it and then add, like, you know, like, just add stuff to it, like puff paint and make him look more realistic.
So, for example, what's this?
This is Spider-Man.
How?
His obviously. Head. How, everywhere, Spider-Man, yeah.
So how, no, I'm saying, like, what did you make? What didn't you make?
So the mask I didn't make entirely by myself, including the face shell. However, I did painted the whole entire thing. If you notice, there's, like, these brick patterns. I did a thing called puff paint where I'm just, like, dabbing it every time. It took me about 2 weeks to get it done.
Oh, just to give it the contouring.
That's just the mask. Imagine the suit.
Yeah, and then these are magnetic lenses.
Whoa. Do you have a suit that goes with that?
Yeah. Well, not for this one specifically, but I do have other variations of Spider-Man costumes. Okay. And then this is not the full suit, but this is like a almost like an Under Armour. Same thing. I puff painted, added some detailing to it to give it like a nice realistic look.
So I should try that on. How tight would that be?
It would be pretty tight.
Like you did all these yourself. Like yep. You added that, like all this.
Yep.
Right? Like a
pretty creative.
The amount of time that goes into this, right? Yeah. It's so much. Cool. So much.
So when you do performances and you get called, you said you have an adjunct Kijiji.
Yes, I do have.
Do you just go by yourself or is there other characters
that go with you? No, I mostly do events by myself at times just because, I can have like other characters, but it just is when it comes to like dealing with money, you know, it's sometimes you have to kind of figure out like how much you have to split with the other person or like how much. It depends. And also I need to know what they will be doing on the field too, right? Because I'm there to entertain kids, right? I'm not just there just to hang out, be like...
Yeah, everybody has to earn their keep, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
That's pretty cool, man. It looks pretty official.
Yeah, thank you. I do a lot of like pain.
But he's very like, those are like his babies. Sometimes I'll be like, holding, and he's be like, and I'll be like looking at it, right? And he would reach out like slowly, and I'll be like, yo, just let me like, I want to look at it. He'd be like, I know, Chris, but it's just like, I'm like, yo, man, let me look at it for a second.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, they're very fragile.
I don't want to get upset some if I put stuff. It on.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it.
He will. Like, I wanted to try, because he has this, he just recently made Aquaman, and I wanted to try on the wig.
Yeah.
And he's just like countering that with like why I shouldn't like try on the wig, right? Because it's like he bought it and he put so much time into it.
Oh, okay.
No, but he put so much time into it. You know what I mean? It's like it's precious. And if I put it on, it might rip or something.
I want to put on that wig.
You should.
Because when I had long hair, they're like, have you seen Game of Thrones? You look like that guy.
Dothraki.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll put some eyeliner on.
No, you don't need that. Your eyes are fine.
You're, no, he had
because like, you look he had like dark, it was black around it was caked up it was caked
but yeah
up.
I'd be willing to try that on. I'll go to one of these shows with you. Who's this guy? I probably need to hit the gym a few times,
but going to the expos too, you meet like a ton of celebrities. Like we met Shazam.
Are in Edmonton.
Yeah, we went to who is here Calgary the first Expo. the first one I went to in Edmonton there. We seen Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You know who that is? Spike? Okay, if there's Buffy the Vampire Slayer fans out there, I met Spike. Well, I didn't meet him, but I seen him walking. It would have been like a long lineup and paid money to like go see him, right? But yeah. I seen him and I'm like, I watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel. Nobody knows what Angel is. It's a spinoff from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I watched that whole series like 5 times. I love it. But I met him and we also met Shazam and at Calgary
Zachary Expo. Levi.
Shook his hand. I also met...
Actually, he was giving the fist pump.
Fist pump because it shakes so much hands, man. It's so gross.
It's creepy how much detail you guys remember this with.
No, I love it. I love it. And I also met...
He touched... I didn't say I knew him. I said he touched me on the shoulder.
No, I'm starting to do that
too. Yeah, because like shaking people's hands, like from what I know, like a lot of people don't wash their hands. Like when I went to school, people just like walk out. They don't do shit. Yeah. And it's like you're in there, you're at the stall, they go there, take a piss or go poop or something, and they just walk out and you're just like, takes like 20 seconds to wash your hands and it makes everybody's life a lot better. Yours,
yeah, but too. Then you have to dry it under that thing. It's like, just don't wash. He's like, that's not cool, bro. I live with you.
But what they do is they fist bump most of the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also met the Hulk.
The fist bump is a lot cleaner of
it
a
is
way. Yeah,
yeah, let's unless you wipe your ass with your fist and you put paper towel and then you don't wash your hands, right?
How big is your ass? You need to use a fist for it. Let's change gears. Before we go, what are your goals? Like, where do you see yourself maybe doing something together, separately, on your own? Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? How old are you now?
I'm 28 right now.
You're 28?
Yeah, 28.
And Chris, you're 27?
Yeah.
So 5 years from now. Yeah. So 30, 32, 33.
Go ahead.
I want to become a tailor one day.
A tailor?
A tailor.
As in doing...
Making suits. Like nice suits.
Well, judging from what you got going on there.
Yeah, I think and also I would like to become a parkour coach at the gym where I train at.
What kind of gym do you need for it? Is it set up like an outdoor... because those facilities are pretty complex. Not just a square room with pads. It's got like stairs.
Yes, and there boxes is. Yeah, no, there is. There is the gym where I train at. They have that. Yeah, all that, and
bars everywhere.
Yeah, and for me to become like a coach, I need to be at a certain level, like with my wristbands, because they hand out wristbands.
Like, who judges you?
My coaches. The
do
owner
you have your own coaches.
Well, there's many of coaches, but yes, I do have one of my own coaches who teach adult classes.
So they're kind of like the equivalent of karate when they give you your black
belt. Exactly. It's like almost the same thing.
But it's a band instead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So you need a long time to get to that level?
I just need to take more classes because I've only taken like 2 sessions already.
Yeah. How long do you think it'll take you? Like a year? 2 years?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm hoping. Yeah. Maybe less than 2 years, hopefully.
Yeah, get on it, man. Know? Once you become a coach, then things will probably change for you. You'll be doing it more often, making money at it, being known for it, like branding yourself.
Yeah.
Because that all just starts falling into place after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, best of luck, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that it for the 5-year goal?
Also, there's another one.
Going to get him to make us a costume for Pap.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you who haven't met Pap, he needs a costume. The ugly-ass shirt he's got on. What else?
Shoot. I'm still thinking. I know there's more I want to do.
Is there a woman
I
want to
own, hopefully... If things work out pretty well with my birthday party business, I like to own a company, a birthday party company.
Okay. So what he does is like go to birthday parties for kids and dress up as like Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, he was saying. Yeah. So do you plan on having kids in the future? Do you have a missus?
No, I'm single right now.
Put a halt to that shit.
Single.
Yeah. I'm single right now.
Interested in a Scarface? There's your man right there. Chris, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years.
I need to know this because me and Chris are.
Yeah, like, we work together. Yeah. For me personally, I want to own my own media company. Well, do, but
yeah.
I want it to be huge. And I
so huge that you go from syndicate to Selkuth and
exactly. Grow like, I love music. I love film. I love cinema. So I want to make like short films. I want to do music. I want to compose. I want to do a lot.
Director.
Tell stories through the camera lens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do all that clothing, apparel. Like, there's so much.
Retiring.
But I don't want to jinx it.
Right.
Retiring do all mom. That. That's my why. Yeah. Like, what's your why? What's your why for what you do? Like, what pushes you to make your goals happen? Just because you want it, or?
Well, I want it, and also just like, I don't know, something.
You love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
you know, pretty much.
Okay.
What is it? Jim Carrey's dad told him you can fail at doing something you don't want to do.
Mine
as well. The thing is, for me, like. When it comes to parkour, fear running is something that I'm like very committed to because there have been a time where I haven't trained for 2 years. And when I had to retrain back my skills, it was very difficult. It almost feels like you're like a rookie again.
You got to learn how to ride that bike.
Yeah.
You ever gotten injured? I did. Like really bad?
I wouldn't say really bad, but I was pretty injured back in 2013, I think it was, where I was scaling on the roof. I was really high up there and my arms got really tired. I couldn't like climb anymore, so I had no choice to drop myself to the ground. It was on a concrete floor
and the arms just gave out.
So
what, your face hit it?
No, okay. just my foot. Only suffered like bruises.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And I walked
24 broken bones in my body. I've never done parkour in my life.
And I've
I thought he was gonna say he's broken his hip. He's had hip replacements.
I've walked home from it too.
Yeah.
But the next day I couldn't walk in.
Walk ashamed? But yeah, just
I had
parkour
to,
style?
I had to, I had to crawl. You know how like babies crawl when they're born?
You're just crawling out of your room like fresh new babies.
Yeah, I had to like I had to like pick myself on the
next thing he's gonna say
in the washroom.
The next thing he's gonna say, I was crawling and then there was cops and an ambulance right beside my house.
Yeah.
So what's your why,
Chris? My why is my mom.
Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Basically
retire my mom.
Any more whys besides that's a big why though, but
I just want to be better, like a better person. So like self-development and do what I love. Because if I'm not doing what I love, then I'm miserable, right?
Yeah, same thing for
but
me.
But sometimes we do things that we like, not love, to get to the things
that we love. Of course, But
if you ever have to do something,
I still feel good doing things. Like say if I have a certain job that I'm doing just to have a job and to make money, but like on the side, I would still do what I love. right? I would still put up with that job and still semi-enjoy that job because it's like
back to your mind.
It's helping me to, yeah, it's helping me to get to where I want to be, basically.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, Chris is going to be on this podcast more often than we think. Christian, I know we just met, but it's nice to meet you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish you nothing but success.
There's one thing I want to do.
Yeah.
Do it. I want to show off your singing voice. Show off mine.
We will.
Chris sings?
Yeah, we will. Huh? Oh, you want to show off yours?
Or
okay, sing. Sing something. I'll watch you. Do it. Hold Go on. Ahead. Go. Yeah.
Dave, I've been begging for the truth.
What the fuck was that? What was that? And why did you back up from the mic now?
I don't know, because I didn't
sing it. Sing it proud. What's going on? What happened there? What was that?
I remember I told him that he sounded like Elmo a little bit, but he's working on it. He's working on it.
Elmo's a good start.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But then you always tell me to try to sing more like this, like Dave Alvin.
Just like, because he wants to get like falsetto, so he tries to like sing falsetto like most of the time. But I tell him just ease it up, bring it down.
Ease it up, bring it down. Turn on my mic.
Yeah, work on it. But it was good.
Yeah, not bad. Next time you come, bro, you better know how to sing before you open your mouth and let that shit out. Make sure you practice.
Yeah.
We'll see you here next time.
Plug your birthday party. Where can people find you on
Kijiji?
Okay, so what Facebook is it called?
Your birthday party is listed on Kijiji? This is the birthday party events that you go to.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like his birthday parties, inviting people on Kijiji. I'm like, it's pretty lonely.
No.
Edmonton area, Canada.
Okay, plug it. What is it?
North What's the name? America.
Spider-Man birthday parties.
Spider-Man birthday parties.
Spider-Man
birthday Kijiji parties. Or Facebook.
Yeah. And it's only Spider-Man, so if I call you up,
I can do. Says, it's possible for me to do other characters, but just Spider-Man's the best one I've done so far. Just because
kids just love Spider-Man, right? Well,
not only like kids loves it, but also like my interaction, because I'm very like much. I really like portray the character
Parker.
Yeah, Parker.
Yeah,
you know, for the eyes of the kids. You know, like for example, when I met his nephew, you know, he started like. Saying things like you sound like
Peter he's Parker. So good with kids, man. Like when I was with my nephew, I was like looking forward to like spending time with him and doing all these things. He just like took over.
We got a summer camp starting soon, so if you ever want to participate, give us a ring.
Yeah,
we got
for sure. So where can they find you on Instagram? There,
Christian Eagle Guevara Arguera, Christian Christian dash, and then Eagle dash. Give her our
grab.
Yeah.
And is there an age group that you perform for?
Like
what age do they have to be? Is it like
you like do you show up at like a guy who's like 60 years old?
No. Every
I've always liked Spider-Man.
Every birthdays I've did it was for the children's.
How like what's the limit? What's like 11, 12?
Four to 12.
4 to 12.
Yeah,
four
okay.
to
12. Okay. That's a good age.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's
the number there? What's the number? Just so people can call you.
A number?
Birthday parties.
What's the hotline?
I don't know if I want to give
Okay, up. Don't give out your number. Yeah. Just look up the birthday parties on Kijiji
email
and
address
Facebook.
Is good.
Yeah. Okay. Christian.
Christian.
Yeah.
Chris. Omar. This was a great talk. Yeah. We will see you every fucking day for the next few
I'm
years.
Always here. So.
Christian, anytime you're in the area, well, we'll give you another tour and then you can stop by anytime and maybe update us on what's going on. But I wish you the best of luck, brother, in the next 5 years. I hope you get all that stuff done. Work hard at it. If you ever need our help, you got Chris, but now you made two other friends. So good to have you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell. Goodbye.
Oof. Fuck, I needed
somebody.